I think growing up, I always thought a criminal was just someone who stole or someone who even lied. You know, someone who'd done something that was obviously wrong. I think as a child, that's what I presumed, you know. I knew the difference from right and wrong. I started taking drugs when I was 13, 14 years old. Magic mushrooms, things like that. And then I think by the age of 16, 17, I had this yearning for amphetamines. You know, I liked speed. I was taking speed quite a lot. Yeah, drugs were a big part of my life early on. It was amphetamines for about 10 years. I was on speed from the age of, say, the age of 17 to the age of, you know, 24, 25, like, non-stop. I think initially it was a recreational thing, but then it came to the stage where I was 18 years old. I was in a violent relationship. I had three children. I had my own daughter, who was three. I had my son, who was a baby, and I had a stepdaughter who was six, and within that relationship it was violence. So I think a lot of it was a coping thing. Yeah, when I was standing in front of the sheriff, I thought I was going to jail. I was standing with my bag ready to go, trying to fight back with tears because the adrenaline, you know, going through me, and the fear, you know. I hadn't really done a jail term, you know, time in jail, and I was scared. And also because at the time I was standing in front of him, it had been a year and a bit that had passed since the crime by the time it went to court. And within that year and a half, I had, you know, championed and turned my life around, done loads of personal development, stayed clean and stable, you know, done peer mentor training, 40 hours peer mentor training to try and help other people that were going through situations that I'd been through. I knew that I had to face the punishment for my crime, for my actions, you know. So I was petrified. It should have been a custodial sentence. He told me that it was an exceptional circumstance standing in front of him because of what I'd done to turn my life around and what I was doing to help others. So he gave me 300 hours community service. I worked within a charity shop, just serving customers that don't know you. They're going about their everyday life, but just talking to people and being part of something, you know, part of the community. That was massive for me. That was the first time that I'd felt that in a long, long time, you know. And when you're a drug user, you feel like you are the scourge of society. And it felt great to be recognised just as a person rather than as a drug user, you know. I mean, Owls, TCA and Venture Trust, and that's the three agencies that have helped me get where I am today. Yeah, I just felt so supported by the people that were around me, you know, by the staff, all the staff members, just everybody, and getting the recognition. I mean, getting the recognition just for turning my life around, you know, it doesn't sound like much to other people, but it really helps. It might not seem like much when somebody says, oh, I've stayed away from heroin for a week, but trust me, that's how you start, that's how you keep going. So officially last year I finished the intro to humanities class, which was my standard grade, so I've officially left school with standard grades now. I started off going to college with a return to learn, because I hadn't been in education. I mean, I was 37, left school with no qualifications, you know. It was a big scary concept, and you know, I loved it that much that I just went on to do last year's course and going on to do this course. Once I finish this course, hopefully this time next year, I will be sitting ready to start my degree, to go to university. I've got my hand up, first one, my hand up in class, you know. I just got this thirst for learning. What makes me happy now? Well, obviously, college, my education. But more so, my children, my grandchildren. But no, I'm Lucy, you know. I'm not the junkie. I'm not, you know, the drug dealer. I'm just Lucy. I'm a grandmother. I'm a mother. I'm a student. I'm a dog owner. Yeah. I'm worth so much more. Although I've been clean and stable off of heroin and illicit drugs for several years now, I'm still a work in progress. Yeah, it's not easy, you know. It's not easy, but it's worth it.